What's up, everybody? Welcome to Nail Shop. This is Cassandra. And it's been a minute. Let me tell y'all where I've been. I gotta tell y'all where I've been. I know. I've been MIA. As Omarion would say, Omarion versus didn't happen. The Omarion Mario versus didn't happen. The ET Wars didn't happen. The Will Smith slap didn't happen. All kind of stuff didn't happen, right? But I couldn't focus in on none of that because, as I've shared with you guys before, me and Jonathan have been trying to conceive for a while. Like, since I've had this podcast, I've been telling you guys about it. And it's been well over a year since I've been telling you guys, giving you guys my journey and stuff like that. Just trying to stay confident. But this last time, this last cycle, when it didn't take, it did something to me. Like, it's funny because as I'm doing this podcast the day after 4th of July, so July the 5th, I pulled up my, where I do my podcast, and it showed the last date that I did a recording, and I attempted to do some recordings, like, twice, one in May, one in June. When I tell you, like, I just was shut down. I did. Like, I'm like, I don't want to talk to you guys. I didn't. Because I'm sad. You know what I'm saying? That whole, because I'll be 35 this year. I know I, you know, usually don't talk about my age, but I'll be 35 this year. My son will be 15 this year. So it's just like a lot just hit me, you know? So I even on business, like, it took a toll, even though orders went out and things of that nature, they were made and orders definitely went out. There's been no advertising, no nothing. Like, I shut down. I had to take a self-care, get myself back to what was important. And it was a lot of spending time with my son, spending time with my mom, my dad, my niece, like, all this family, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm like, okay, I know it's hurting me that we haven't been able to have a baby, but I need to focus in on the fact that we do have family. So that's what I was doing, you know, catching up on movies, catching up on, like, just random stuff, like hanging out with my mom and them, my mom and her friends, which they watched me grow up, and talking back and forth, and my sister, she's in college. You know, so just kind of like, you know, having these group of women that are feeding off of each other, being nice to each other, congratulating each other. It's been a lot of that. And these are Black women, my mother, my aunt. I consider her my aunt. Excuse me, my cousin. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just been a lot of family time, and I've been enjoying it. I've been needing it. Getting the house back together. Lord, the house is back together. Javion is gone for the summer, and spending my time into that, you know. So that's what I've been doing, and just like a little bit of a, you know, of shows. I know when I left off, I didn't tell you the ending of Zeus's Bad Boys Club, but they just did a music video shoot. I didn't even watch it. I watched them do the casting calls for it, but that's where I left off on that. The Real Housewives of Dubai, I'm all caught up on that. Oh my goodness. That's some good tea. Matter of fact, let's start off there. The Real Housewives of Dubai is really diverse. And when I say that, it's because there's a lot of women of color, but they're not just from one place. Like there's a woman who's from Kenya. There's a woman who's from Jamaica. Like you have all of these women who have like some type of melanin in them, you know, and they're from different places. And I like the way that they're coming together and they rich. Ooh. Ooh, baby, they rich. I don't have my favorites and all of that yet. Like I know the names. There's two ladies on there with the same name, Chanel. So what they end up doing is just calling them by their last name. So, and there's like some beef there. I don't care for the beef because I want to see more of like the rich parties. It goes a lot into their culture, and I love that. Everybody's culture, and I love that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you should see. They're really giving being a real housewife, you know? The Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm pretty much caught up on. And Portia Williams is not on this season. She would not be returning. There's a new lady. She's an Olympian. I don't remember her name. I don't care for her on the show. So don't even get me to lying. Married to Medicine is coming back out. Zeus came out. I know I'm kind of like jumping all over the place, but y'all know how I get down. Zeus, they came out with like a new baddie show, but it's just so much damn fighting. I've seen on the previews that I can't like even get up the energy to do that because we out of that time frame. Like what's the point of that? You know what I'm saying? Oh, another reason why I've been MIA, my best friend. Oh, my baby. She's been eating me. You know, if you want, people don't realize that if you want a friend, you have to be a friend. And sometimes that means, because that's a relationship, you got to compromise with something. You got to give them time and attention, and you know, you got to put value in them. So she's my good girlfriend. She's always been there for me, and it was time for her to need me to be there for her. And so, damn it, I had to do that too. So I've been busy, y'all. When it comes down to, ooh, this coffee is so good. When it comes down to, you know, family. So you see why it's like reality shows. Like, yeah, I've been talking and been doing them, watching them, but it's really just like background noise. I have not been paying any good enough attention to report, to give you something, you know? Oh, I applied for a grant. And with grants, it's just because you fill out everything and you answer all these questions, there is no guarantee that you will get it. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten grants in the past. Last year, I was fortunate to be able to get some grants last year that really helped out while I was to help keep the business things afloat while I was working like that full-time contract. But now that I done flipped everything over, you know, that's like a part of business is, you know, seeking funding. Especially, I knew that I wasn't, even though, because there's so many levels to being in my business, you know, there's the administration side, there's the, you know, the marketing side, there's the customer service side, and I'm really not even getting into like the depths of everything else that they do. But because of that, there's like so many different levels to it that even though I wasn't technically making any money during those times. Like, I was scouting out different things, grants, trying to figure out like if lines of credit would be best. Because y'all remember how I used to brag about not having any credit card debt, not having any credit card, none of that. Oh Lord Jesus. So I'm not in debt because I'm keeping up with them, but I don't know how that works. Like, I have really good credit right now because of it. Because remember, I was telling you the more I got into business, the more they were pushing me into this corner of fucking credit cards, right? So, and that's not my expertise. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought cash was king, you guys. And being able to manage that, what a blessing. But that's been low key a full-time job just to make sure I don't mess up my fucking credit. Like, no, it hasn't been a full-time job, but it has been a part of it. But right now I'm trying to figure out, now that I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, like, you know how to transfer over to business credit, and you know, it's all a learning thing. Like, I've always told you guys, like, I am not an expert at this. Oh, also, another thing I've been looking into is going back to school, you know, so, and for business. But just so I can get more educated on like how I'm supposed to do this, because I never thought it would grow the way that it did, and it has. So it's been a lot of like research, I guess you can say, that I've been doing. So between juggling the research, juggling family, juggling not trying to be depressed because conception has been such a question mark in the air. Like, shit, I'm a woman. But I owe you nothing, but I give it to you because that's how much I respect you guys. You know what I'm saying? That's how much I love my listeners. That's how much I love you guys. And I appreciate that you listen. I haven't looked at the numbers in a while because I know I'm disappointing you guys. You know, so I don't, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys have been listening to like old episodes or like, I don't know what. I don't act because I'm just, that's how afraid I am. Because I know I haven't been doing what I need to do. But at the same time, I've been doing what I need to do for myself and my well-being. Because you wouldn't be able to hear this. Like, hearing this takes a lot of energy. Like, this isn't fake. Like, this is naturally who I am. Like, if you were ever in my presence, and that was another thing I've been working on is the location. So remember, I was talking, like, you see how I'm all over the place. Like, you weren't gonna get this. You're gonna get a lot of like, I, matter of fact, I'll add the stuff that I started and stop at the end or something, just so you guys can kind of hear, so you can hear I'm not making up with the dates and stuff like that. Oh, I gotta answer this. This is business. I'll be right back, you guys. How I was previously saying, it's been taking me a while to complete one podcast episode. Like, sometimes I'm able to do like 2 to 3 episodes in a day. You know what I'm saying? To be able to put out for the future. Like, three, I'm having a bomb ass day. Two, that's, you know, I'm on track. But at least one, I can complete one. It's never taken me more than a fucking day to be able to complete a podcast. And right now, as I'm talking to you, it's like 2 days later from when I started telling you this motorcycle person is he. Yeah, go on with the motorcycle man, 'cause I ain't in no rush. Since I tried to complete the other podcast, like, it's been crazy. it I had to answer my husband's call. And it was a wrap after that. Yeah, it was a wrap after that. I've been handling fucking business since then, and not even CNC business. Like how I'm like, oh, I'm handling behind the scenes administrating. I was doing some wife shit. Like I was doing wife shit, mama shit, everything but Kasara shit. So I'm back. I was out here running some errands. I'm about to go get me some cherries and stuff. And I'm like, ooh, I need to finish my little podcast from the other day. So bam, here we are. But since I was talking to you guys originally about the Real Housewives, I was like catching you guys up, not only with myself, and but with the pod, not the podcast, but the reality shows as well that I've been watching and been able to catch up on. So the Real Housewives of Dubai. I stopped talking about that. Again, I'm not gonna go into too many names and stuff like that, because I'm still, it's a new season. I'm still learning it, but I just watched it's Thursday, and they just had a brand new episode that came on Wednesday night, and I watched it today, and it was good. It was good. Nothing but money flossing and birthday parties and wealth just being flaunted everywhere. So that was cool. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I got myself nice and caught up in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now I can give you names on that. Now check this out. Erica, I was telling you guys about Erica from last season on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, when her husband was like, he had conned all of that money out of his clients and all this stuff, right? So, she's back this season, and she's still like fighting to clear her name. So her name isn't all the way cleared yet, but it's on the way, I guess. I don't know. It's just not headline news anymore. But in the meantime, in between time, she's Erica is on like some bomb ass meds, and she's been mixing her antidepressant meds with alcohol, and the results of it, she's been no, she ain't got no filter. This lady says whatever the fuck she wants to. She told Garcelle, and Garcelle was Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show. She told Garcelle's 14-year-old son to fuck off after she had told Garcelle's 30-year-old son that she wanted to have a threesome with him, his wife, and her. Now, this is a grown ass lady who got a fucking child. Yeah, a child that's fucking growner than Garcelle's oldest 30-year-old son. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, we all know it was because we watched her like drink her fucking ass off. So we know the reason. Like, it was alcohol. You know what I'm saying? But she was out here opening up her legs and shit. Like, and this was at a whole fucking birthday party. Like, Sutton, she was trying to get Erica to calm the fuck down. Like, dude, like, you tripping. Like, I like this Erica. That's what they kept saying. Like, I like this Erica because this Erica isn't all uptight and shit. But this bitch a little wild. So we're gonna see how long they gonna like this wild Erica before they put her ass in check. Because so far, the only person who has a problem with Erica's, not that has a problem, but like vocalizing it, is Garcelle. But that's because her goddamn sons was victimized by her ass. I'm just saying, if it would have been the other way around, if Erica would have been Eric and Garcelle's sons would have been daughters, and he said the same fucking thing, all hell would have broke loose. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I always say kids are off limits. I've always said that kids are fucking off limits, and she kind of crossed some lines to me.
Tommy, I'm just reporting. I'm just saying, leave the 14-year-olds alone. And I got a 14-year-old. Like, you hit on my fucking 14-year-old with your grown ass, I might break your fucking neck. And I'm, shh, don't play. See, okay. Just got mad on the hype of the see. No. Because, and this is gonna bring to a whole nother light, but a lot of people try to act like men don't get victimized or aren't can't be subject to molestation and rape and all different kind of vulgar things that kids really shouldn't be subjected to, and they are. So, and having a son, like, I'm gonna let it be known, like, hell no, like, it ain't gonna be no grown ass fucking woman telling me that she wanna do anything with my child, like, nah, nah, and I understand he was grown, but like, don't be okay. And let's say the son is there with the whole threesome stuff, right? You don't do that shit at his fucking mama's birthday party. Like, damn, there was just so many fucking lines that she crossed. But anywho's, just to give you guys an understanding of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and like their filming and what's going on. It's Thanksgiving, Christmas time. So we just got finished with the 4th of July, what, on Monday. We're in 2022. And so they filmed in 2021. Because remember, everything gets filmed, months in advance for production to get together for the tea and all that other shit. By now, the reunion would have happened and all of that shit, right? So, anyways. So, yeah, so they're going through like their holiday stuff. And that was still COVID time. So, you see, like, especially when it's coming down to the parties and stuff like that, like the big family parties, it's more of what do they call it? Like selfie cam, like the person, each person is filming. Like Kyle is filming herself and her family. Garcelle is filming her family, herself. Sutton filming herself. Oh my gosh! Did I tell you guys Sutton got robbed while her fucking husband was in London, and it was just her and her boys, dude? And they had a gun up to her head, trying to talking about some. If we don't, if something like, if you don't do something, we're gonna kill you or some shit like that. It was like, it was messed up, and you could see it on the ring cam, like the guys coming in there breaking into her fucking house and shit. Like, it was some real scary, crazy ass shit, dude. Like. So now she's dealing with Strutton is dealing with PTSD because of which as she should be. So the girls aren't as hard on Sutton, especially when she's like, 'cause I'm not Sutton. Damn it, I just said her fucking name. PK's husband. I mean wife. What is her? I just said, not Sutton, like Kyle. I just said her fucking name, just like that. I just lost my goddamn thought. That's been happening a lot lately. I forgot her damn name. What's her name? 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 I just said it. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, but yeah, so she. But yeah, it's not Sutton. Sutton is the other fucking rich and wealthy ass one. Like, there's so many rich people on here. And just like that, I'm about to change the subject. Y'all know how I get down. Because I don't remember her name. But it's PK's wife. She was robbed while her husband was on vacation. Just a little FYI, I'm getting ready to go inside this store. So if my volume changes, because I'm not trying to yell when I'm talking to you guys, but I also don't want to stop. You know what I'm saying? So there. So Kyle was giving her freaking on that Garcelle's party. I think we passed Garcelle's party already. We did. We've gone on for holiday parties, but shoot, I think I reported on everything. Let me think. Erica was hitting on Carcel's kids. Crystal took PK's wife to like a self-defense class to kind of, excuse me, to kind of help bring up her, excuse me, her, I guess, confidence of what's going on. You know, with her being afraid to go out the house and just live life. So that's, I told you guys about that. What else? Obviously, if I gotta like go that deep, obviously I got everything. So besides that, we have love and marriage, DC. That's in good. Ma, no, Monique from The Real Housewives of Potomac. Of Potomac is on that show now. And it's funny listening to her. I was on the first couple episodes because she's like that other show. That other show, because it's on the own network. Love Maritime Show is on the own network, on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and the other show is on the Bravo Network. So it's two totally different networks, that's for sure. So she's like, I didn't talk about that other show, so it's hilarious. But I like it because this dynamic is more really focused in on married couples, whereas The Real Housewives of whoever, it doesn't necessarily mean that like even two of the people will be married. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll find more people not married than married on The Real Housewives, whereas Love and Marriage, DC, they're gonna give you what couples are going through and what couples going through around other couples. Like, other couples are shady as hell, let me tell you, right? Other couples are shady. Boy, when it came down to it, like, if somebody has to find out somebody wife don't like say wife, it's going down. Like, in the most scandalous type of way. Like, the husband is gonna talk all kind of crap and behind the scenes and like professionals and stuff like that. It's absolutely hilarious. Am I on the who counts the money at the ATM after I did it? I do that. I got your stuff here. I'm like, let me make sure you gave me what I actually asked for. If y'all liable not to give me what I asked for. Oh, I have to get back this to the show. But yeah, oh, right on. Freaking updating y'all, right? So, why did my son, with his African American skin, with his black ass skin, decide to take pictures of shit that's gotten black people cute for less and post it on his fucking Instagram, dude? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You talking about being just so over this damn boy for him, and it's this summer. It's like, oh, what the hell is gonna be next?
What is gonna next? You know better. Why would you do that? You know your mama and your daddy gonna have something to say about it. Jeez. Like, and then the pictures that he posted, he don't know nothing about that life. Like, we don't have him nowhere near that life. So you just really look like a, what do they call it, a poser. And so it's like, now you out here looking like a poser, son. You out here looking crazy. Like, you a black, young male. What the hell is wrong with you? You are judged way differently. And I tell you about shit like this all the time. And not only that, it's not until your ass is grown and try to do something with your life when that kind of shit pops up. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Like, he ain't got nothing to worry about right this second. Nah. It's not until his ass is gone. Need a reference to something that it's gonna mess him up, and somebody gonna be like, or he make it big, making a name for himself. So I'm gonna be like, remember this? So that's been crazy. Well, I'm thirsty. I still haven't put on Zeus. I still have not been able to put on that new fucking show, Baddies, the South, Baddies South, I think it's called. It's just entirely too much fucking fighting. Just in the previews. And too much fighting of, like, just pre-ass black women. Like, we should not be, I don't care what nationality we are, but women, like, haven't we done enough of that putting down? You know what I'm saying? Like, come the fuck on. Beating ass for no reason. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. So, I ain't been able to support that one. What other damn shows can I? Oh, Brittany Garner. She just pleaded guilty for the Russian that case in Russia about bringing over or trying to smuggle over cannabis oil. So that's been fucking interesting. Oh, okay. So we just gonna just drive on the other side of the street. Okay, that was. Ooh, how often do y'all hear me say shit like that when I'm driving? That's how messed up people drive in California. Jeez. Now. What else do I have for y'all? Bitcoin is going back up, but ooh boy, ooh, it hitting fucking in the 20,000s. That shit hurt. When that stuff went down to 18,000, that shit hurt. I ain't gonna lie. Like, investments is done looking a little shaky. Like, oh man. Cassara's Nail Creations. I got in my numbers for June. And those were better than I actually gave myself credit for. They were good. They were good. Especially for someone who didn't put in the fucking work. And I can say that. Like, if I was like, oh yeah, I did that, you guys, I'd be lying to me. Like, because y'all can't. Like, you're not going to know. I just fucking know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to fucking lie. It could have, for someone, me, the owner, to not have done their 1,000% best. Yeah, it did. It did pretty fucking well. Because it could have done nothing, to be honest with you. That's been interesting. Oh, I've been couponing again. That's been interesting. I didn't realize how much stuff has fucking changed. Oh my gosh. So now there's like coupons.com used to be a place I would go and print out all my coupons and shit. Now they got a whole ass app where you can get rebates and stuff from the, like, so instead of you just clipping out the coupon, they go ahead and break you off the little money that
for whatever it was for, which is cool. But it's different, so I gotta learn it. And I hate when I do that to myself. Get out the game, then come back. But I need to learn it again. I gotta get my coupon and stuff back up, because the way inflation has gone up, the way the bills and the APR has done went up, so I'm gotta fucking give. So that's what I've been venturing into. CV, oh fuck, even the newspapers on Sunday have gone up. I think it's like 7.50 to get a Sunday newspaper. So usually I can like just throw myself back into couponing, but it's like, damn, that's an investment. Like when you used to be able just to go get the goddamn newspaper and just know you was winning, nah, that's a whole ass investment now. So, yeah, just getting my, and I know you're probably like $7. Oh my gosh. Yeah, but when I have to get anywhere between 12, like when I'm doing like good ass couponing, like 12 newspapers a week, that shit adds up. And you gotta stay on it. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking week, because coupons expire a lot faster now than I used to way, 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 way back in the day. So where the hell did that come from? So that's been different. But again, ready to get back up in there. Already getting certain deals and stuff like that out. Anything else to report to you guys? Oh, I wanted to tell you guys about the sushi place. Because that was another thing that I was also been ha I've been doing, like in the back end, as far as not doing the podcast, like running around trying to figure out. So I thought I could be able to have my event at the sushi place, and I can't because the parts where they used to do events, they don't have that anymore. Like if they turned that into an employees like type of like lounge type thing. So, and I was trying to work out being able to have it there, and ooh shit, sushi and expect, ooh, that shit was gonna, ooh, that was, ooh, it was just gonna be high. And it was gonna be in a really, 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 really confined spot if it wasn't, if I couldn't get the event space. So I'm telling you, post-COVID is so like different from pre-COVID and being able just to go and live life. But there was a couple of other places, but there's an age requirement. So I live up in the mountains, Victorville area. So the next thing is going off the hill, and I don't want to do that. So I'm still trying to get that all together. All right, bam. So there goes that. Ah. So, like I said, there hasn't been a lot of podcasting. No. But there has been a lot of I've had to doing, and some not doing, and some depressioning, and some self-caring. And oh, I want ice. Oh yeah, let me get me an ice. Let me get me an ice. I'm so thirsty. Oh Lord, this is a brand new AM/PM. Look at that. This has not been here that long. That's crazy. Look, that's crazy. Yeah, I need to get me an icy. I need an icy. It's icy season.